For Goldman Sachs, more profit means more criticism.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Outside Goldman Sachs' New York headquarters today, activists are preparing to protest. The bank is expected to announce another multi-billion-dollar quarterly profit this morning. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports whether the public likes it or not, giant American banks have been thriving in the markets.
All the banks have been helped by low interest rates. Tim Grisky is with Solaris Asset Management. He says banks like Goldman Sachs borrow money cheaply from the Treasury and lend it out at much higher rates.
The investment banks, even more so, are benefiting from new issuance, both of equity and of debt, and from a pretty active merger and acquisition environment. And that's where big profits come in the investment banks.
The banks had been making big profits in fixed income trading, that is, bonds. But analyst Matt McCormick with Ball & Gaynor says those profits slowed down last quarter.
Many of the other banks were light on fixed trading, mainly because a lot of the traders made their bonuses earlier in the year, and they kind of pulled back the reins towards fourth quarter. I want to see if Goldman was the same. My guess is they were also light.
Goldman is expected to pay out in the neighborhood of $22 billion in compensation. Employees, though, will have to wait to learn what their share of that pool will be. Goldman says it'll tell them next week. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Speaking of corporate earnings, Wall Street will get a chance this morning to react to reports from eBay and Starbucks. After the bell yesterday, eBay said fourth quarter earnings more than tripled thanks to success of its PayPal payments business and its sale of Skype. And Starbucks said quarterly profits also more than tripled. So far this morning, world stocks are mixed. China said fourth quarter growth surged to 10.7%, but traders are also wondering how long that can last. European markets are mostly flat. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 122 points, closing at 10,603. Now, having recently bought a minivan, believe me, I know there is nothing cool about them. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us, Toyota is betting on a new, possibly hipper version of its minivan, the Sienna.
You know you're in trouble when even the PR people put it this bluntly.
Minivans currently, I think, have a bit of a perception of non-stylishness and or perhaps even downright undesirability.
David Lee is a spokesman for Toyota USA. Car buyers agree with him. Last year, minivans lost even more market share than other cars. I talked to Jeff Schuster from J.D. Powers while he was at the Detroit Auto Show. He says there'll always be some market for minivans.
The new Sienna is the very competitive vehicle now in this segment.
Toyota's David Lee says the company's doing its best to attract buyers with some bold new designs.
The styling is a lot more sporty looking, I guess if you could say. It's got a lot of character lines in the side. The roof angles have been changed to make it appear more sporty.
Last fall, Toyota's CEO said he wanted to build exciting cars. The Sienna may not be what he meant, but Toyota is offering a sport model of the minivan with lower suspension and electric power steering. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
As Latino immigrants have shown up in rural American towns looking for work, especially farm jobs, they have not always been well received. A lot of Americans say they don't like the effect immigrants have on community resources. But a recent study shows much of that concern is misplaced, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Researchers studied the economic impact of Hispanic migrants on small rural towns. Martha Crowley is assistant professor at North Carolina State University and co-wrote the report.
What we concluded is that these fears that people had, that suddenly conditions would get much worse in their communities, did not materialize.
Looking at data from 1990 and 2000, Crowley found that poverty and unemployment both fell in rural Hispanic boomtowns. As for crime,
we actually saw larger declines in crime and especially violent crimes in counties with rapid gains in Latino populations.
The study did not cover the current recession. Some small towns report that Latino crime rates rose as the economy soured. But for the most part, Latinos have supported local economies, providing the backbone for farm work. They do jobs that most of the 3,000 people living in Warsaw, North Carolina, just don't want. Wynn Batten is the mayor of Warsaw.
Having them be willing to work in the poultry and swine industry was very helpful to us in growing that industry over the early years.
He says Hispanics have also been good for local retailers, sort of like captive consumers.
They would shop at the local stores because they did not have transportation many times to go elsewhere.
Some of them had to go elsewhere because local stores didn't want their business. Latinos shop at El Mariachi Gordo, a small grocery in Warsaw. Owner Fernando Sanchez says some of the local white folks are prejudiced to the point of refusing to serve Hispanic customers. Sanchez recounts taking his car to a local gas station when he had a flat tire.
That man said he didn't have time, he was busy, and yet he was sitting at a table playing cards.
The same mechanic denied him service two other times. Sanchez finally decided that even cold, hard cash can't change some stereotypes. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, Conan O'Brien has reportedly signed an agreement with NBC for his departure from the network. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new contract is said to pay $32 million to O'Brien and $12 million to his staff, and it forbids the comedian from disparaging NBC, which is interesting because O'Brien's been disparaging NBC all week, and it's made him more popular than ever.
Hey, there is good news. This is crazy. Over the past week, ratings for our Tonight Show are up by 50%. When NBC executives heard this, they told me, see, you really don't fit in around here.
So you have to wonder, if a comedian is not allowed to disparage, how can he be a comedian? This is Marketplace Morning Report. I hope you'll join us online, where I condense the week's business news into a 60-second video poem called The Marketplace Minute. That's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.